It's planting season, and it's not too late to make sure your crops grow up fed and happy. Regardless of your spring crop, Fed and Happy offers a variety of worm-casting solutions in liquid and solid form to supercharge your soil, your yields, and your profitability. For fast, vibrant germination and seedling growth, mix your seed with Fed and Happy's screened granular castings pre-drilling. The Fed and Happy liquid seed treat and extracts offer the ideal mix of soluble solids loaded with living beneficial biology, mycorrhizal fungi, humates, and more. The Fed and Happy small spreadable castings are ideal for fast, easy soil incorporation. The large offer long-term stability and soil growth. But you don't have to figure this out on your own. Just call 833-GO-WORMS to speak with our farm team experts for a fast turnaround on a custom solution for your needs. Fare better against pests, disease, drought, and other potential hazards this season with Fed and Happy worm castings. Visit fedandhappy.com for a healthy harvest and any lawn, garden, and tree care needs. Available for pickup and on-farm delivery. That's fedinhappy.com. Or call 833-GO-WORMS. Happy planting. I'm still in Texas with family, so I'm serving up leftovers this week. I've received heartfelt appreciation for Podcast 139, featuring my sister and consciousness coach, Crystal Newding. So I thought this family rerun was a perfect summertime podcast to share. I'll soon be heading back west and will start recording my social justice series upon return to the studio in Oakland. In the meantime, if you know someone whose voice needs amplifying, or if you have a message to share, please reach out to me at casuallybaked.com or through one of my social channels. I'm at Casually Baked on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast. Home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's a hard time. We had a hard time. Together. Together. Yes, it's a hard time. We had a hard time. Together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. I traveled back to California today after spending a week with my friends and family in Texas. I see my immediate family collectively twice each year, once for our family reunion in the summer and again during the winter holiday season. Each experience feels like a whirlwind. You might have heard me summarize the feeling before as shoveling 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag. There's always more to say and more to do than we can possibly cram into our few days together. But I'm proud to be part of a family that puts in the effort. Before getting together this year, we consciously and collectively decided to instate a family-wide discussion. Because I'm a marketer, I couldn't help but name the event Family Circle and offered some ideas of how we could give it some structure. You know, the thought being that each of us has so much going on and we want to share and connect with our family, but having the same conversation 6 times with 12 different people can be exhausting. The scheduled family circle gave each family member a few moments to share or ask for support while the rest of us listened and held space for them. Not too long ago, I heard a therapist being interviewed on a podcast who suggested that the majority of people don't truly act their authentic self until their parents have passed away. Yeah, imagine entire lives being censored so as not to upset or disappoint our parents. I mean, that's fucking nuts to me, but I see it all the time. And you know what? I did it myself until just a few years ago. I actively hear so many people stubbornly proclaiming that so-and-so will never change, or I could never tell my parents that, or I wish I could say this to my sister. But on today's podcast, I'm here telling you that change is inevitable. people most certainly do evolve. When it's for the better and right before our eyes, it is a beautiful thing to witness. Many of you have family reunions or vacations of your own this summer, and I want to encourage you to show up with as much authenticity and openness as you can muster. And show up hopeful. If you struggle having quality relationships with certain family members, believe that things will get better. How great even. Do not settle. Hold space for your own family full circle moment. In the meantime, I'll give you a glimpse into mine.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one toke.
I've been transparent about my cannabis use with the majority of my immediate family for years. My mom and four sisters knew, but until I moved to California, where I could consume legally, I hid my cannabis use from my dad and stepmom, as well as my grandparents. I feared the judgment. I'm one of those daddy's girls whose kryptonite is five little words. I'm so disappointed in you. I mean, I seriously can't take it. Every time I've heard my dad utter those words to me, I've dissolved into a puddle of tears. Never in a million years did I imagine that when I created Casually Baked, my rancher dad would be my biggest fan and active social supporter. But he is, and I think we're equally proud of each other for that. Now, shift the conversation to politics, and it's a very different story. We both judge the shit out of each other's political values. It's something we're both working on. I can feel it. But we don't talk much because of it, and I hate that. But it's so hard to talk about anything of substance without the dialogue veering into Trump-infested waters. Before the family reunion, I prepared myself by reading Judgment Detox by Gabrielle Bernstein. Being an eternal student of the human condition, I see how judgment is a slippery slope. Our insecurities and fears of not being accepted end up being something we project onto other people. In essence, we prejudge the people we assume are going to judge us. And from my intimate experience, I know judgment as fear of acceptance in a coat of armor. And when family gets together and everyone is wearing their invisible coat of armor, the conversations are superficial and authentic connection is rarely achieved. So many adults go their whole lives without their families truly knowing who they are. And we're awesome. So don't be one of those people. During this year's reunion, every member of my family that was in attendance practiced openness and vulnerability and acceptance. I think as humans, we innately know that love is the cure for judgment. But this weekend, man, I saw it with my own eyes. No matter political affiliation, marital status, religion, sexuality, whether you medicate with cannabis or gin, or if you lead a sober lifestyle, love your tribe unconditionally, even the ones that fuck up and isolate. You know, love them even more. If that's a new concept to your family, then be the one to lead by example. Show them unwavering love even when you're hurt by their choices. And if you don't know what to say, don't worry. You don't have to say a word. Just bless their heart and send them love. Instead of talking shit about them, tell a story of a fun memory you have of them when you were getting along like peas and carrots. Sharing happy memories feels good and it feeds the soul. Once everyone in my fam packed up on Sunday to go their separate ways, I sat down with Crystal, my sister who hosted the reunion this year, to recap the weekend. Here's a snippet of that conversation.
All right, so what did you just grind up?
AK-47.
All right. Do it or don't, but do, Dion! Ooh, and a product recommendation for my Casually Baked tribe. This silicone pipe is
outstanding.
Excellent.
Please send me the link to this.
I will.
I mean, this is perfect for a stash bag because I always will end up throwing one of my pipes in there with me because I want to be able to have that experience if I want it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always concerned that I'm going to break it.
It's perfect for the pool.
Yes, the pool. And have y'all cleaned it yet? Was it as easy as it? Okay. So apparently these silicone pipes, you can put them in the freezer and then just squish them around and everything dumps out of them. So.
And it comes with a spoofer. So.
A hidden spoofer and a hidden stash holder.
Nice. Oh, yeah, I didn't even see that stash part. Do y'all have anything in it? Okay.
No.
Will the bottom just drop out?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so you have to, all right. Yeah, this is great. I'll have to add this to the show notes of my travel show that I just did with Leslie.
Yeah, that glass bowl will pop out of there for you to clean it.
And did you get it locally or did you order it online?
No. Got it at Oat Willie's.
Right on.
On 420.
Oh, that's fun. Did they have a good sale?
Uh-huh. Yeah, 20% off. And we got a little goodie bag of lighter and a...
Oh, yeah, they gave us a bunch of...
And stuff. A grinder. We got a whole grinder. It was really cool. Which
not a half a grinder? You got
no,
the whole,
a whole grinder
thing?
Although it doesn't have the screen in the bottom, so I sent it home with Mother, so I didn't have to grind up all her weed.
Oh, my God, that's so clutch. Well, good, because she needs to grind it as she wants to smoke it anyway.
Exactly. Well, and it was like they were walking out the door, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and do this. Oh, wait, we got this in our stash bag. Here you go. You can grind your own.
Yeah. Happy 420, Mom.
I know.
Get to work, lady. So what was your highlight of the family reunion now that everybody's gone and it's just us?
Because you're not recording this for a podcast. Matt relaxing, not going shopping, not going anywhere, not having, and everyone was so happy. And Daddy said, this was such a relaxing weekend. We really needed it. And I'm like, thank you. This is literally what I have wanted to share with everyone in my family for 15 years. We can all relax. It can all be a good time. Cool
yeah.
out.
Well, and I think that happens so much with families in general. Like, you go and you spend time, but you pack in all these activities, and there's really not a chance for people to just stop what they're doing and connect and like, hey, how are you? What's going on? And I'm glad that we all sat down and instituted the family circle.
Like,
I think it was important, and I think it's something that so many families need to do. And, you know, just being transparent with the people that love you the most.
Yeah.
And the way we typically end up hiding things from the people that we love the most, and it just doesn't make any sense at all. And everybody does it.
Yeah.
It's like human nature to hide your
wounds
and shame from the people that are actually there and wouldn't judge you for a second for it. Speaking of judgment, I have been reading, and I say reading, but it's kind of like a workbook, this Judgment Detox, I think I mentioned to you before, by Gabrielle Bernstein. But she walked through several different tapping techniques.
Excellent.
So it's like teaches
that.
You tapping and some prayers to do, whether or not you believe in God or not. We're all weird about religions
exactly.
and all of our things. And so it's very open-ended, just like whether or not it's your higher self or God of your choosing or the universe, but just some prayers to like start your day and to like help you through, you know, whatever you're going through. And, you know, she's a recovering addict. So, you know, she brings up some of the things that she'd learned in the 12-step program, and it just felt really relatable coming into the family reunion, and of course breathing and meditation. And so it's a good book to read, but it's also something you could just pick up and be like, what's that tapping technique? I'm stressed out right now, or I want to rip somebody's head off or whatever.
I'll tell Derek about that one.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
I feel really blessed back to the circle that we enjoy each other. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That we literally can sit here for the weekend and do nothing but sit outside and visit with one another.
Yeah.
Like we went and ate a couple of times, which were we sat and visited the whole time. But aside from that, you know, in the group that we were, everyone just sat around and talked mm-hmm. all weekend. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's a huge testament. And which cannabis is always
yeah
is a great
it's a social lubricant.
It is, it really is. And man, I honestly, I have wanted to share this way of being with all of them for so long, but it just had, this was like the perfect time. It came mm-hmm. at the perfect time. The circumstances, you know, came together, and it was wonderful because we all got to just be, and everyone needed to relax. And you know, the openness for, you know, the way that everyone yeah. lives their own lives. No one's judging anyone. Everyone's smoke them if you got them. Like, it was just, it's so good. And it felt so good. And it felt so good to have Dawn and Danielle and Ginger, Dion's yeah. family, come over and just be with us. I like, we all just, it was wonderful. I really, this was the best one yet. And I had such a great time.
You know, it was funny because at one point, when, you know, we're having the family circle and I just, you know, pull out a joint and light it and start passing it around, I was just thinking to myself, like, a family reunion 7 years ago, I was trying to, like, shuck and jive and, like...
We were hiding.
Yes,
we were hiding.
Hiding from people
in
to
the
meet.
Bushes.
Yes, to meet, to go smoke so that we could, like, deal
okay,
with our
Okay, we're going out the back door. You go out the front so that nobody knows where we're going and we'll meet around on the side. And hide in the fucking bushes.
And I'm like, you know what? If people that say they don't change, they can't change, their family won't change. I'm like, I'm living proof that
we all
evolve at warp speed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm proud of our family.
I think
it was good.
I'm so proud. I mean, and of the love and the kindness. I mean, honestly... Melody and Daddy are still nitpickers. Just picking, but really.
Yeah, but they wear that like a badge of honor. So, and, you know, I will say that there are people in my life in California that I apologize. I grew up picking on people that I love. That's. Uh-huh. For whatever reason, mm-hmm. how we showed love. And awesome. I know that's not a great thing to do, and I'm trying to get better.
Working on that.
But, you know, I really appreciated also seeing how the parenting with kids around and how
yep.
just, like, not making
no.
cannabis a big deal and how it's, like, give Aunt JoJo a minute. She needs yeah. her medicine. And they're, okay, like, yeah, no copy problem. That. I see. Yeah. I know what my mom's like when she doesn't get her medicine.
Everyone, shh.
What?
Was that yours that you just took a drink of?
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, we got to the HEB, Bambi needed diapers and ice cream. And I was like, I need to get a bottle of wine. And I see the wine aisle and I start walking down it. And I'm like, well, there's no wine on this aisle. So... hop over to the next aisle. It's all beer. And so I loop back around the backside. And I'm not kidding you. It's about a yard wide.
Yeah.
Every bit of wine that they had.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is all
That's our
shit.
HEB. Yep.
Like, this is terrible. And I stood there forever trying to pick the lesser of 14 evils.
Gotcha.
And yeah, it was terrible yesterday. And it's terrible today. But...
there's no amount of breathing going to yeah. fix that.
Although whenever we walked outside and got to the car and we're driving out the backside of the HEB right across the street is a Bevy. Specialty like Bevy. Liquor and wine place. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, motherfucker.
It's expensive.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Yeah. You want to talk about hiring a cat's back. Twin Liquors is up the street.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I do liquors. Like to shop local. So, you know.
Yeah. Well. As long as you don't get an ass raping.
That was kind of my point.
Quentin Anthony.
Hello. That didn't take long.
I'm really sad we lost that filter.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to spit my head.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Over here.
Thanks. That's how we do it in the country. Okie doke.
Okay, what if we all thought of one top moment?
There you go. Thank you for burdening some of this.
How about when the fire was shooting out the back of the grill? I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Is this, okay, because this is when Bambi and I were having our miscommunication debacle at HEB. Uh-huh. So we missed, we showed up right when all the steaks and everything were done. Mm-hmm. But Daddy and Mike were at the grill too. Uh-huh. So was it just you two manning the grill and then there's...
No, we're standing there and these steaks are fatty as shit. And I swear to God, I thought about... You know, I should just cut this huge ass piece of fat off, like on so many of them. But I'm like, you know what? Daddy brought these. They did the fucking seasoning. I just said, fuck it. We're just going to, these are daddy's steaks. I'm going to cook them. And the fire wasn't even on high. And that grease melted and literally it was fucking engulfed in flames. And I'm standing there talking to Monica because, again, the flame is not on high. And I turn and I look and the thermometer on my fucking grill says 800 and I can see smoke and flames coming out the back of the grill.
And this is brand new grill.
Yeah. So I open it up. I immediately turn the burners off. It's too damn hot, and you can hear the fat just bubbling and popping and sizzling underneath the grill, so you can't even turn the gas off. And so Mike, like, jumps up, and he's got one pinchers, and I've got the other, and we're just, like, pulling the steaks off, and...
Well, that just got my heart all racing. That was a good one. I missed that excitement. Well, got there, y'all were just all standing there talking, looking like you were having a proper family moment. So I took a picture of y'all. I had no idea what had just happened.
Well, that's because I have been a party to a flare-up on more than one occasion. I'm like, whatever, man, this happens, especially on a gas grill. Like, if we were cooking on coals, like, that would never, it wouldn't be that. So, anyway... Whatever, that's just like gas and grease, baby. But it was good. And Mike jumped in and I was just like, okay, great.
Well, good, yeah.
My face was hot. My arms were hot. They were like, everyone's like, are you okay? Is anyone burned? I'm like, it's fine.
I would have grabbed a bucket and just dumped it over.
You probably not would helpful, have. Joanna. Sister, I swear to God. Dion was like, I thought we were going to have to throw the grill in the pool. Like, you're about to burn down our fucking house. We just got it. Anyway, it was pretty funny. But I'm just, like, standing there holding my beer for, like, 3/4 of the situation. I'm finally like, I should probably just give this to Dion.
This is a two-handed situation. That's fun. Good times.
The fact that you got Melody to smoke pot. Yellow.
Well, I mean, that, I think, is... I mean, that's the thing about me and Melody. She'll do whatever I tell her to do.
You're like, that's not really the compliment.
Well, I don't. I mean, you know, it's I come at her very rationally. Exactly. I make sure that I'm creating the set and setting that I need for success. Like, I know what it takes to get what I want from her. But she also knows that it's something that I think would help her.
Of course, and that it's not going to hurt her.
Right.
Well,
we haven't had anything to drink.
We've never, you know what, we've never wanted, we just want her to fucking relax and feel good, ultimately. So anyway, that's changing.
It is changing. It's, well, and that's the exciting thing about life in general, I think, is opening yourself up to seeing and being witness to all of the change and, like, acknowledging it as it's happening. So that you, I don't know, you celebrate it, you acknowledge it. And I think it happens faster and with more gusto.
Absolutely.
You know, and...
Appreciation. I mean, truly.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Because what do we want our accounts to do?
appreciate bitches.
So, like, really, that's the way to do it, is to appreciate what we have and every little tiny success and everything. And that is why this weekend was such a fucking huge success. I mean, I saw people relax. They did it. They did it. And if you would have told me Melody Jane would not have wanted to go shopping, I would have said, yeah, right. And honestly, she didn't care to leave the house. I mean, we just hung out and it was so sweet. It was so nice. And I just am glad that we got to have that time together. And again, it's planting seeds. I really just introducing, like, hey, you could just do nothing and really have a good time and be relaxed and enjoy your space and enjoy, I mean, and we have a fucking fabulous space, and I can't even say enough about that. Like, I appreciate that so much. I feel so fortunate, so proud of myself to have moved myself into a vibration that allowed this to manifest.
Yeah, honestly, learning to relax and learning to let yourself, like, find that peace and that bliss in that nothingness, like, all of that, it's hard for people in our culture to do. So we have to create our little micro bubbles of that in the United States, where everything is like, more, more, bigger, bigger, gimme, gimme.
So this is where we are right now, is my little micro bubble.
Yeah.
And
no, it for sure is. It definitely, I kept telling Dion, I'm like, I'm so grateful for this little microclimate we've created with the misters and the fan and the shade mm-hmm. and the pool, because I felt like I was in heaven all week or Yay. Weekend. It was good.
Yay.
Cheers, sissy. Thank you. I love you.
I love you so much. I'm so happy to have you, sister. I miss you so much. I love you.
I love you too. You don't have to miss me as much because you're going to call me more, right?
Absolutely.
Ooh, and now you can call in on my show. I have a hotline.
Oh, fabulous.
Yes, I have a hotline, and I haven't given it out to anybody yet.
Excellent.
But that motherfucker's been ringing.
It's a fucking scam.
I know. I answered, and some man was like, hi. And I went, you just called off. Like, you just called a hotline. That is inappropriate. This is in my studio. Never call this number again. He just was like,
click.
You got your face fixed up nice with all those little. I give this year's Nuding Family Reunion an A+. Way to go, fam. I also want to give the Casually Baked Tribe an A+ for your engagement this month. I've received some great questions and engaged in smart dialogue with our growing cannabis community. Keep up the great work by sending your voice memos or emails to ask@casuallybaked.com. You can also message me on social. My handle is @casuallybaked on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. If this podcast struck a chord, I encourage you to share it with your family. When we know better, we do better, right? Next week, my friend Jane Leonard will be in the studio. We're diving into cannabis use and meditation for treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder. I've been dying to have this conversation with Jane, so stay tuned. It's definitely going to be a good one. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, produced, and edited by the team of Just Joe. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album, Gotta Get Back, wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hi. My name is Kira Reed, and I'd like to invite you to be inspired by the women who are leading in the cannabis industry. Each week, we will discuss empowerment, leadership, and what it means to be a woman in charge in marijuana, hemp, and CBD. As the founder of the Women Empowered in Cannabis community, I have had the great pleasure to get to know many brilliant and talented women who are CEOs, executives, politicians, advocates, and community leaders that are focused on creating a cannabis economy that is just, fair, and equal. We'll learn how these women make decisions, how they navigate a predominantly male industry, and what they're doing to level the playing field for women. I hope you'll join us.